hello there, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host this hour for a little musical variety program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. There's no real theme on today's program. I just went to the shelf in my record room and pulled out some 78s that I'd like to hear, and I hope you do too. We're going to start with a record that was made in about 1950 in what was then known as Rhodesia. Today we'd know it as Zimbabwe. This is a band of seven young musicians from Rhodesia, and they're playing a song that was popular at the time in South Africa about a popular but illicit alcoholic beverage. The record was first released only in Africa on the Gallatone label. Later it found its way to the United States, where it was issued on the London label in 1954, more than 3 years after it was recorded. When it was first played on a Cleveland radio station, it caused such a stir that within 3 weeks, something like 100,000 copies had been sold, and the record had been named twice as Best New Record of the Week on Martin Block's nationwide ABC Make Believe Ballroom program. The song is called Skokian. This is London record number 1491. Here it is. Wager that even today, that remains one of the most popular recordings ever to come out of Southern Africa. That was the Bulawayo Sweet Rhythms Band, Skokian, recorded in about 1950, issued in 1954 on London 1491. For those of you just joining us, welcome. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack. And up next, I have a pair of dance bands for you. First up, Harry Rosenthal and his orchestra. A band that didn't make very many commercial recordings, but those that they did make, I think, are quite nice. This one even features a young Helen Ward as vocalist. It was recorded in New York on November 20th, 1934. My copy was pressed up over in the UK on the Regal Xonophone label, MR1733. They credit to the orchestra as the Broadway Bandits. The song is by Cole Porter. It's called You're the Top. from the show Anything Goes. After that, we'll hear a nice waltz by Fred Rich and his orchestra, a perfect record from August of 1930. Scrappy Lambert is the vocalist on When the Organ Played at Twilight.
Light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, your gobble salary, your cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. But if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. The Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck of love. But if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Thank you. of you, although we're far apart. When the organ played at twilight the song that reached my heart.
A pleasant enough tune. That's When the Organ Played at Twilight, played by Fred Rich and his orchestra. Scrappy Lambert was the vocalist, credited on the label as Rodman Lewis. That was recorded in New York on August 20th, 1930, issued on the Perfect label 15346. I think the first time I ever heard that song was the recording made by Ted Fiorito's orchestra for the Hit of the Week label at about the same time, but where Fred Rich and Ben Selvin and other band leaders who recorded it played it as a waltz. The Ted Fiorito record is a snappy foxtrot. Pretty hot at that. Lou White, I think, is the organist on that one. Anyway, before that we heard from Harry Rosenthal and his orchestra as the Broadway Bandits on this Regal Xenophone record of You're the Top from November of 1934, and I think Helen Ward did a terrific job with that. Good Cole Porter song. Okay, up next I've got for you a novelty record from 1953 by vocalist and bandleader Benny Strong. This was issued on the Imperial label, 40001. It was Benny Strong's very first record for the Imperial label. The song is called Gonna Get a Girl, and it goes all the way back to 1926. So it was already a quarter century old when Benny Strong recorded it. Just for fun, I looked this up in Billboard magazine, and in the April 1953 issue, they reviewed it not once, but twice in their review column. I think it was a mistake. It's the same review both times. But they say, the Benny Strong Orc does an energetic job on the infectious oldie, and the Orkster contributes a happy vocal on his first slicing for the Imperial label. Jocks will probably make good use of the disc. Well, I'm going to make good use of it anyway. We'll follow that with something by Wingy Minone and his Go Group, recorded for the KEM label, in Los Angeles on October 8, 1949. Wingy Minone is the vocalist for Japanese Sandman. And we'll finish off the set with Darnell Howard's Frisco Footwarmers, recorded, as you might imagine, in San Francisco on April 29, 1950. It's an old Tony Jackson tune that goes back to the 19-teens called Pretty Baby. This will be Jazzman record number 34. But first up here is Benny Strong and his orchestra. See what you make of Gonna Get a Girl.
I'm gonna get a girl, because I ought to have a girl, because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. I'm gonna get a miss, for kissing, gonna get the kiss, I'm missing, brain is in a whirl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. I've been getting wise, watching other guys, walking with their cuties, making up my mind, gotta go and find one of those beauties. Can't stop me, gonna get a girl, because I ought to have a girl, because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. Gonna get a miss for kissing, gonna get a kiss, I'm missing, brain is in a whirl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. I've been getting wise, watching other guys walking with their cuties, making up my mind, gotta go and find one of those beauties. Can't stop me, gonna get a girl, because I ought to have a girl, because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl.
Here's a Japanese sandman sneaking on with you. Just an old secondhand man, he buy your old day for you. He will take every sorrow of the day that is true. And he'll give you tomorrow just to start life anew. Then you'll be a bit older in a darn new way. And you'll be a bit bolder with the new day you made. Here's a Japanese sandman, trade him silver for gold. Just an old secondhand man, trading days for old. Thank you.
Wow, that's even better than I remember. Darnell Howard's Frisco Footwarmers and a stompin' version of Pretty Baby, recorded in San Francisco on April 29th, 1950. Really good fidelity on that recording as well. And if you know much at all about the traditional jazz scene in the late 1940s and early 1950s, there's a lot of big names on this record. We had Bob Scobie playing trumpet, Jack Buck trombone, Darnell Howard was the clarinetist, Burt Bales at the piano, Clancy Hayes played guitar, on tuba we had Squire Grisback, and Gordon Edwards played drums. Before that, we heard Wingy Minone and his Go Group, also an all-star ensemble, KEM record 2704, recorded in Los Angeles, October 8th, 1949. The Japanese Sandman, with a fairly interesting beginning. And we started the set with Benny Strong and his orchestra, an Imperial record from 1953, a cute enough song, Gonna Get a Girl, if perhaps a bit possessive. Well, let's continue now with a record by Burl Ives. He made this in December of 1954 when Disney's TV show Davy Crockett was at its zenith, I guess you could say. Decca 29423. This is the theme song of that TV show, The Ballad of Davy Crockett. It has really nice fidelity, but I have a love-hate relationship with these mid to late 1950s Decca pressings. They're really smooth, they sound good when they're not broken because they're so brittle and they have such a tendency to just crack right in half if you look at them wrong. We'll follow Burl Ives with Elmo Tanner whistling on the Dot label in also about 1954, an old Arthur Pryor tune called The Whistler and His Dog, Dot 15086. And we'll finish up this set with Les Paul and Mary Ford, a Capitol record from 1952, a song that also goes back to the mid-1920s, Bye Bye Blues. But to start us off, here's Burl Ives, The Ballad of Davy Crockett.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree. He killed himself a bear when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Off through the woods he went a-marching along, making up yarns and singing a song, itching for fighting, always righting a wrong. He was ringy as a bear and twice as strong. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the tribes went west and peace was in store. The rest of his life he took the stand, the justice was due the redskin man. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. To Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so we heard tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. He heard of Houston and Austin and so, to the Texas plains he just had to go. But the land was free, there was room to grow, and he fought and died at the Alamo. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Davy's land is biggest, Davy's land is best, from the grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all, a meeting the test, following his legend into the west. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
¶¶ shining, no more pining, just reach you, smiling through. Don't sigh, don't cry, bye-bye blues.
Such a marvelous record on so many levels, as so many of those Les Paul and Mary Ford collaborations are. That was Bye Bye Blues, Capitol 2316, from 1952. And I suppose when I think of Capitol Records in the early 1950s, I think of California, I think of the Capitol Tower in Hollywood, and big, luxurious Los Angeles recording studios. But this was recorded at Les Paul's home that he had recently purchased in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, just a little ways north of Philadelphia along the Pennsylvania border with New Jersey. Still a great record. Before that, Elmo Tanner, Whistling, The Whistler and His Dog, .15086 from 1954. And we started the set with Burl Ives, also a 1954 Decca record, The Ballad of Davy Crockett. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening along to these records with me. If you'd like to drop me an email, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. You can send along your comments, questions, suggestions, or requests, or just drop a note to say hi. I also invite you to visit my website, www.shellacstack.com. Again, that's www.shellacstack.com. There you can listen to past programs in the series. You can also see the little images I post from time to time, photographs of the performers, sometimes record label scans, things like that. It's all at www.shellacstack.com. Okay, up next, I've got a really great record from the mid-1920s. This is one of those 1920s essentials, I think. It was also one of the first 78s of that era that I recall acquiring back when I was a little kid. This is Victor 21701, George Olsen and his music, Doin' the Raccoon, recorded in New York City on September 13th, 1928. The uncredited vocal group includes Fran Fry, Bob Borger, Bob Rice, and Jack Gifford. After that, we'll hear a banner record by Nathan Glance and his orchestra. Not for a Day, But Forever is the tune, and Arthur Fields is the vocalist, recording from May of 1929. And we'll finish off this upcoming set with Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra, a Brunswick 78, from July of 1930, Go Home and Tell Your Mother. But for now, let's start with George Olsen and his music, Doin' the Raccoon.
Third down, 10 to go.
Come on, boys, snap into it. Signals. 48, 69, 37, hike!
Thank you.
middle-aged men do a dance called raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, I bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow, learn to do it right now.
Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. It's the most important item in clothes. $10 down and though it scratches you, wear it till the sheriff catches you soon. To do the raccoon.
For they wear 'em down at Princeton, and they share 'em up at Yale. They eat in them at Harvard,
but they sleep in them in jail.
They store 'em at Ohio, they're hocked at Notre Dame. They carry 'em at California,
but they wear out just the same.
At Penn they're made of rabbit, at Vassar sex appeal, at Nebraska made of Airedale,
in Chicago lined with steel.
From
every college campus comes a cheer.
Oy, oy.
The season for the raccoon coat is here.
My boy.
Rough guys, tough guys, men of dignity, join the raccoon coat fraternity soon. To do the raccoon. Rich men, poor men, all have pride in them. No one knows who walks inside of them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Hi-ho. Every day those raccoon coats will have pups. I know. Get a girl and start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon. You'll do the raccoon. Rack, rack, rack.
Thank you. wonderful job on you.
The song was pretty popular when it came out back in 1930. It's called Go Home and Tell Your Mother, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh for the film Love in the Rough. I have several other records of that song, but I like this one by Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. It was recorded in Los Angeles July 30th, 1930. The vocal trio included Paul Gibbons, Bill Seckler, and somebody whose first name isn't known, but his last name is Ringwald. That was Brunswick 4872. Before that, Nathan Glance and his orchestra with a song that is a little bit better than I think the title might lead you to believe. It was called Not for a Day, But Forever. Studio dependable Arthur Fields was the vocalist on that May 1929 recording. And we started off in 1928 with one of the real classics of the late 1920s, Doin' the Raccoon, played by George Olsen and his music, a Victor record. Let's see, up next I've got a pair of records by some notable women. First up, we'll hear from Grace Hayes. She was born in Missouri and became quite a well-known vaudeville entertainer in the 1920s. She appeared in the 1930 film The King of Jazz with Paul Whiteman, and also in some stage plays like The Merry World and Ballyhoo. In the 1930s, she sang regularly over NBC radio, acted in some radio programs as well. In the late 1930s and early 1940s, she moved out to Las Vegas, where she opened a club called the Red Rooster, and she managed the club for, really, almost the next 50 years. We'll hear Grace Hayes sing I Must Have That Man, Victor 21571, also a song by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. This one is from August of 1928. After that, we'll hear pianist and vocalist Hazel Scott with another Fields and McHugh song, On the Sunny Side of the Street. Believe me, this was purely coincidental. I didn't really mean to have three Fields and McHugh songs in a row, but hey, I'll take it. Hazel Scott's record is on the Signature label 15073. First up, though, here's Grace Hayes.
Each time that we meet, it's just unlawful.
I can cheat, but I must have that man. His heart is Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she's here. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, maybe I'm ruled off his lips. I'll never.
That's sunny.
I'm a bit embarrassed to admit it now, but back when I started collecting 78s as a kid in middle school, I would often overlook Hazel Scott records, in part because they seemed to turn up all the time, and they were often cheap. People just wanted to get rid of them, and so I assumed they probably weren't that good. But once I started listening to them and learned a little bit about Hazel Scott and her remarkable career, now I just can't get enough of them, it seems. I look for any opportunity to add a new record by Hazel Scott to my collection. I like her a lot. That was On the Sunny Side of the Street, the orchestra directed by Tutti Camerata. That was a signature record from 1946. Before that, vocalist Grace Hayes, I Must Have That Man, a Victor record from 1928. We're going to finish off the program now with a two-part record, a side A and side B, which we'll stitch together for you. This is a medley called Swing It, George. And the George here refers to popular British entertainer George Formby. This is a Regal Xenophone record from Australia, G24536. It was recorded, I think, in London in 1939. In this medley, we'll hear George Formby sing Some of These Days, Hard-Hearted Hannah, Sweet Georgia Brown, Sweet Sue, Just You, Dinah, and finally the Tiger Rag. Hot stuff now from George Formby. Swing it, George.
Some of these days, you're gonna miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna feel so lonely. You're gonna miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey. When I'm away, I feel so lonely. Just for you only. For you know, honey, you had your way. And when you leave me, you know it will grieve me. I'll kiss my little dad, 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 dad. Yes, some of these days. Now she's hard-hearted Anna, the vamp from Savannah, the meanest girl in town. He leather's tough, but Anna's tougher. She's a girl that loves to see men suffer, to tease them and thrill them, to torture them, kill them. Is her delight, they say it is. I saw her at the seaside with a great big pan. There was Anna pouring water on the drowning man. She's hard-hearted Anna, the vamp from Savannah Town. No gal mate has got the shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so sweet is sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she knocks them down. Whoa, fellas, she can't get her fellas she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown. And without you, dear, I don't know what to do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you. in the state of Carolina. If there isn't, you know her, well, show her to me. Dinah, with the Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I just shake with fright? Because my dynamite change a bound about me. Dinah, if she wandered to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. He wears the tiger, 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 who wears the tiger, he wears the tiger. Where's the tiger? He wears the tiger. I'll find the tiger some fine day. When I find the tiger, when I find the tiger, I'll pluck his feathers right away.
I can't help but smile whenever I hear George Formby. He has such a unique voice and just exudes such a happy personality in his performances. That was called Swing It, George, from 1939. And with Swing It, George, that's all there is for this edition of the Shellac Stack. I've had a lot of fun this hour. I hope you have as well. And if so, I hope you might consider spreading the word to your friends, family, anyone you think might be interested in listening along to these 78s with us here on the Shellac Stack. But that's all for the moment. I hope we'll see you back here next time when I'll be back with more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.